Good day, I'm Andrew James Sawyers with JIS Midday News for Wednesday, March 22. Coming up, NHT to begin microfinance initiative April 1, Housing Trust to provide 8,000 new $17.8 billion loans, and 32 DCS officers to benefit from VTDI Train the Trainer program. The details after the break.
Household expenditure survey. What kind of digging up people business thing this now?
No, ma'am, nothing like that. The Statistical Institute of Jamaica is collecting information on how Jamaicans spend in order to better help us understand the economy.
So, like, what kind of information do you want?
Information on things you spend on, like groceries, bills, clothing, even phone credit. It's all relevant, so save your receipts. And not to worry, your information will only be seen by us and treated confidentially. So remember now, save your receipts.
All right, more running away and me sooner next time.
A message from Statin.
Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness has announced that the National Housing Trust, NHT, will write more than 8,000 new loans, totaling $17.8 billion for the 2017-18 financial year. Delivering his budget debate presentation in the House of Representatives on March 21, Mr. Holness said effective July 1, the NHT will implement policies to ensure that individuals contributing for 7 years or more and who meet the NHT eligibility requirements will be able to access funding to allow them to purchase at minimum a studio unit.
So what we are going to try and do is to create more products that can meet the low-income earners' income stream. That would also mean looking at the cost of the houses that are being delivered, and that the NHT is already looking at.
The NHT will also be providing a special incentive for eligible contributors to purchase scheme units, offering 100% financing for all housing solutions it produces. Meanwhile, the National Housing Trust, NHT, will on April 1 begin its Housing Microfinance Initiative, which will allow low-income contributors to repair or improve existing homes or build their own homes one step at a time. The initiative, announced by Prime Minister Andrew Holness, provides unsecured credit to meet the demands of low-income households. Mr. Holness further adds that beginning April 1, the NHT will provide funds to other institutions for on-lending to current and new contributors to meet specific needs such as titling, infrastructure, utilities installation, and completion and incremental new construction. A maximum of $850,000 per borrower will be provided with loan tenure of between 6 months and 5 years.
While this facility is intended for contributors, non-contributors may also apply. However, they must become contributors before disbursement.
The Ministry of National Security has acquired a bus as part of efforts to assist with the transportation needs of police personnel. The 30-seater Mitsubishi Rosa bus, valued at $7.6 million, was handed over to the Jamaica Police Federation on Monday. The vehicle was acquired through a local automobile dealership. Portfolio Minister Robert Montague says the ministry has identified funds to purchase a sewage disposal truck as well as a hearse for the Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF. The truck is being acquired to reduce the cost to hire private contractors to pull sewage from premises occupied by the JCF.
It is my sincere wish that we will not use that vehicle, but if we have to use it, it must be in good order and it must reflect the kind of dignity of service that the member would have given.
The ministry will also be acquiring 200 additional motor vehicles for the JCF at a cost of approximately $418 million. The vehicles will include 120 pickups and 80 motorcars. And 32 correctional officers will benefit from training scholarships totaling in excess of $1.2 million, which will equip them to deliver National Vocational Qualification of Jamaica NVQJ programs to inmates and wards in correctional facilities across the island. As part of the program, training will take place in two cohorts. The first 16 correctional officers are now in training. State Minister for National Security Pernell Charles Jr. says by improving the quality of training offered to the staff, the rate of recidivism will also be lowered.
The inmates and the wards who will benefit from this training of our officers, we are of the view that they must be included in our vision of an educated Jamaica.
The scholarships were provided by the Vocational Training Development Institute, VTDI, under the Heart Trust NTA's Train the Trainer project. He was speaking at the opening ceremony for the program at the VTDI's Gordontown Road campus in St. Andrew on March 20. At the end of the program, participants will be awarded a competency-based certificate. That was JIS News. I'm Anjuri James Sawyer.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.